Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 17th chapter of Hilchos Isurei Bia. In this parak, Rambam discusses forbidden relationships which are specific to Kohanim. Halacha Aleph. Shlosh Nashim Nesru al Kol HaKohanim. Grusha, Zona, V'Chalala. Three women are forbidden to all Kohanim. A woman who is divorced, a woman who is halachically defined as a Zona, a woman who is promiscuous in some way, and a Chalala, a woman who has also been considered to have lost the sanctity that she had been born with. Each of these will be defined properly in this parak. Val Kohen Gadol Arba. With regards to a Kohen Gadol, the high priest, there are four people that are forbidden. Elu HaShalosh, the same three just mentioned, a Grusha, Zona, and Chalala, Valmana, as well as a woman who is widowed. Echad Kohen Gadol Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, Ahomeru B'Gadim. Vechad Kohen Obed, Vechad Kohen Gadol Sheminuhu V'Avar. Vechen Kohen Meshuach Mechama. Kula Mitzuvan Al-Basula, V'Asur and Valmana. When we refer to a Kohen Gadol, that refers to one who is anointed with the special anointing oil, or in place of the anointing oil, when it wasn't available, one who simply wore the eight unique garments of the Kohen Gadol, whether a Kohen Gadol who is currently in service, or one who had once been appointed, but had been removed from his post. And similarly, one who is a Kohen who was anointed to be the one who would lead the troops out to war. Regarding all of these, they are all commanded to specifically marry a woman who is a virgin, and they are forbidden to marry a widow. Halacha Beis. Kol Kohen Shenasa Achas Mehen Shelosh Nashim Elu, Bein Gadol, Bein Hejo, Ubal, Loka. Any Kohen who married any of these three women who are forbidden to him, whether he was the Kohen Gadol or a regular Kohen, in that case, once he's married her and had relations with her, then he receives lashes. Vim bala derech zonos, eino loka misham zona o grusha o chalala, shnei amar, lo yikachu, ad sheyikach bival. However, if he simply slept with her in a licentious fashion, outside of the confines of marriage, he does not receive lashes because of these different prohibitions, as the pasuk says, he shall not marry her until he actually marries her and then has relations. Halacha Gimel. Av Kohen Gadol shebaal almana lo ge'achas af bi shelo kidesh shnemar lo yichalel kemen shebaala chilala upsala lekuna. However, regarding a Kohen Gadol who has relations with a woman who is a widow, he receives one set of lashes, even though he had not first betrothed her, as the pasuk says, he shall not desecrate her. This refers to the fact that once he had relations with her, he has caused her to be desecrated in some sense and has invalidated her to marry a Kohen. However, regarding these other three categories, a woman who's a zona, a chalala, or a grusha, they are already considered, in a sense, desecrated already before he's had relations with him, and therefore, ulefikach, loka kohen gadol levado, abilas amana levada, apopish ein sham kidushin, shrei chilla, hu muzer, sholi chalak sherm, loisha, below zara. Accordingly, a kohen gadol is specifically going to receive lashes, even outside of the confines of marriage, when he sleeps with a widow alone. Because in that circumstance, even though there is no kiddushin, he has nonetheless caused her to be desecrated, and he is forbidden from doing that to those who have proper lineage at the moment. And that's true regarding a woman, and it's true regarding his own children. Halacha Dalet. Kiddush Kohen Gadol Amana Uvala Loka Shtayim. If, however, the Kohen Gadol had first betrothed this widow, and then had relations with her, he receives two sets of lashes. One, because the Torah says they should not marry an almana, and in addition to that, because of the fact that he's told not to cause a woman to be desecrated. Now, regarding the Kohen Gadol, or a regular Kohen, who marries one of these four women, but does not have relations with her, in that circumstance, they do not receive lashes. Now, in any case where the man will receive lashes, the woman will receive lashes as well. However, if he will not receive lashes, she too will not receive lashes. Because regarding all different punishments exacted upon a man or a woman, there is no distinction when they will be liable, other than with regards to the one unique case of a shivcha harufa, as the Rambam has already explained. Any Kohen who has relations with a non-Jewish woman, whether he is a Kohen Gadol or whether he is a regular Kohen, he will receive lashes because she is defined halachically as a Zona. Again, a promiscuous woman. Because since it is not possible for him to have betrothed her, she is not relevant to marriage to him, therefore any act of relations with her is considered licentious. And he is forbidden to have relations with a woman in such a fashion, whether she is Jewish or non-Jewish. Halacha Zayin. Hachalitza asur lekohen midibrei sofer, v'mei shehi kegrusha, u'makinus u'makas marjus midibreihen. A woman who has been sent away in a circumstance of levirate marriage through a process of a shu called chalitza, in that circumstance she is forbidden to a kohen on a rabbinic level because in a certain sense she's comparable to a divorced woman, and the kohen who sleeps with her therefore will receive her lashes on a rabbinic level. Kohen shenasa safe chalitza ein mosino so mitachtav v'hi k'shira v'lada kasher. A kohen who marries a woman who was potentially a chalutza, it's a case of doubt. In that circumstance, we don't insist that they get divorced, and she is considered a regular, valid woman still, and a child that she has is also considered valid. Because when Chazal created this enactment, they only decreed against a woman who was certainly a chalutza, not one who might have been. Similarly, regarding a woman who may have been a divorcee, or a widow, or a zona, or a halala, in that circumstance, the man will receive lashes on a rabbinic level, and will be forced to divorce his wife with a get. Halachachas, klal gadol hu b'chol yisurim sheba Torah, she'ein isur chal isur, elim kein hayu shnei yisurim bank achas, o shaha isur ha'echon mosif dvar machir, lozo isur, o im haya kolal dvar machir, im isur zeh. The Rambam now tells us a very important general principle, which applies to all the different prohibitions in the Torah, and that is that one prohibition cannot take effect while another one is currently in effect, unless one of three possible exceptions applies. Number one, that both of the prohibitions occurred at the same time. Number two, that the second prohibition to take effect is something which forbids additional items aside from the originally prohibited item. Or number three, if the latter prohibition to apply is broader in the sense that it includes both the original item which was forbidden, but also other items which are now forbidden as well. Halacha test. Lefikach, isha shahisa amana, v'nasis grusha, v'nasis chalala, v'nasis zona, u'balei kohen gadol acher kach, loka arba malkios abia achas. Levisha amana asur lekohen gadol, muteres lejot. Accordingly, if a woman had been a widow, and then afterwards had been divorced, and then afterwards became a chalal, and then afterwards became a zona, and then a kohen gadol had slept with her, in that circumstance, he would receive four sets of lashes on that one act of relations, because initially the widow was forbidden to the kohen gadol, but was permitted still to the regular kohen. The next step then, halacha yod, chazer lios grusha, when she became a grusha, nosef ba isur, v'neser es lekohen hejot. Then, when she afterwards became a divorcee, a new prohibition was introduced, that of the grusha, and she became forbidden as well to a regular kohen. Fikach nosef ba isur acher al isur ha'almana ba'adayin hi muteres le'achol v'truma. At that stage, she has now had a new prohibition added to her, but she is still able to eat truma. Nasis chalala nosef ba isur sharei neseres b'truma ba'adayin hi muteres le'Yisrael. At the next stage, then, when she became a woman who's defined as a chalala, she's been desecrated in a sense. So now there's a new prohibition added, that she is forbidden to eat truma. However, she is still permitted to a Yisrael. Nasis zona, hol v'yish shem znus, she'osra al Yisrael, im zinsa ishto b'ratzo, nosipa iser acher. If she now is defined halakhically as a zona, as a promiscuous woman, in that circumstance, since there's a broader aspect of being a promiscuous woman, which could make her forbidden to a Yisrael under certain circumstances. That means to say, if his wife were to commit adultery willingly while he had been married to her, so in that circumstance, this too will take effect and therefore become forbidden. Similarly, with regards to a regular kohen who had relations with a woman who had first been a divorcee and then had become a chalala and then had become a zona, he too will receive numerous sets of lashes, in this circumstance, three, for that one act of relations. However, if the order was different, let's say, for example, he had been a chalala before she had been a grusha, then she would not receive the set of lashes for the grusha, because that is not an isur mosif. Halacha yud aleph. Mishan is almana me'anashim harbe, onisgarsha me'anashim harbe, ein lokan aleha el achas akol bia. If a woman had been widowed or divorced from numerous men, still, when a kohen has relations with her, he will only have one set of lashes on each act of relations. Almana bein min ha'eres, bein min ha'nesuin asura. Now, with regards to a kohen gadol, a woman who was a widow is defined as one who had been widowed from the first stage of marriage or from the second stage of marriage. Either way, she is forbidden. Halach yud beis. Kohen gadol shemeis achiv, afal pi shehu min ha'eresin, hariza lo ya'avim el ha'cholet. If a kohen gadol had one of his brothers pass away without any children, and therefore it could have stood to be a case of levirate marriage, in that circumstance, even though this had only been from the first age of marriage, he still is not supposed to do Yibum. He shouldn't do Lever in marriage. Rather, he should do the process of Chalita and send the wife away in that process with the shoe. Nafla lo Yibama, v'hu kohen hejod, v'nismana lios kohen gadol, afal pish asa b'maimer, k'shu kohen hejod, hariza lo yabim achar shenisman. If a kohen had a woman fall to him in this circumstance of levirate marriage once again, and he had only been a regular kohen, and then afterwards he had been appointed to be a kohen gadol, even though he might have already done the equivalent of betrothal to this woman to designate her so that he would be doing yibum to her, nonetheless, if that had been done from the earlier stage, it still won't be a reason to allow him to do yibum now, and instead he will do chalita. However, if he had betrothed a widow and then been appointed to be a kohen gadol, in that circumstance he's allowed to marry her fully even after he's been appointed. If she had potentially been betrothed, and then the one who she had been betrothed to had passed away, in that circumstance she is considered in a state of doubt as to whether or not she's a widow. There's a positive Torah command on the Kohen Gadol that he marry a girl who is defined still as a young girl and who is a virgin. If she has reached the stage of adulthood, then she becomes forbidden to him. That he shall take a woman who is still a virgin, Isha Loktana, a woman who is considered adult on some level and not a mere minor, Vipsuleha Lobugaris, and a woman who still has her full virginity, and as she reaches adulthood, it's assumed that the hymen, the sign of her virginity, will begin to wither. Haketzad, the Rambam now illustrates what emerges. Yatis Mechlau Kandas, Ulcha Bagras Loba Zunar. She's already left the stage of being a minor, has not yet reached the full stage of adulthood, and that is defined, therefore, as a Nara. The Kohen Gadol is also not allowed to marry more than one woman at once. Rather, he always is married to just specifically one woman, as the pasuk says, a wife, and that implies one and not two. Halacha Yud Dalet. Kohen Gadol lo yisam mukas eitz, aval pi shelo nevela. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a woman who has had her hymen broken in some other fashion, for example, if she had been damaged there, even though she never had relations. Nevela shelo kedarka, harizu kenevela kedarka. Nevela lohema, harizu muteres. If she had relations with a human in an abnormal fashion, i.e. from the back, in that case, that counts as having relations in the normal fashion, and she is defined no longer as a virgin. If, however, she had relations with an animal, that does not count as having had regular relations, and therefore she is still permitted to him. Halacha tezbav. Kohen gadol shenasa be'ula, eino loka, avamoti beget. If a kohen gadol marries a woman who had already had relations, he does not receive lashes. This is only a positive command that he has violated. He has not violated a negative command, but he must divorce her with a get. If he married a girl who was beyond the stage of being an Ara, full adulthood, or she had been damaged in the fashion just described, in that circumstance, he's allowed to continue being married to her. If he had betrothed a woman who had relations, and then he was appointed as the Kohen Gadol, in that circumstance, he's allowed to marry her fully even after he's been appointed. Halacha Tez Zayin. Anas nara basula opidosa afilo anasa opidosa kishu kohen hejo nizmana kohen gadol kodam sheyechnos harizel lo yechnos vimkanas motzi. If he had raped or seduced a young girl, even if he had raped or seduced her while he was a regular kohen and then been appointed as the kohen gadol before he had married her, nonetheless, in that circumstance, he is not supposed to marry her, and if he does marry her, he must divorce her. Halacha Yud Zayin. Eres hasektana ubagra tachtav kodam nisuin. If he had betrothed the girl while she was a minor, and then afterwards she had reached adulthood before he had fully married her, in that circumstance he's not supposed to go ahead and fully marry her because her body has undergone a change. But if he did fully marry her, he does not have to divorce her. When we refer to the prohibition against marrying a woman who was a divorcee, even with regards to a regular kohen, that means that she had been divorced either from the first stage of marriage, and of course from the second stage of marriage as well. However, a young girl who had been married off in a way which was only existent on a rabbinic level, and then had refused her husband as she is able to in a process called miyun, If that had occurred, then she is completely permitted to a kohen, as the Rambam has already explained earlier in Mishnah Torah. And with regards to any woman who it was not fit to have the process of chalitza done to her, but nonetheless had chalitza done to her, that does not disqualify her from marrying a kohen. Halacha Yud Tes. Yotza le'kol ish ploni kohen kosav gel ishto, o nasan gel ishto, harei hi yoshev es tachtav u'misham ashto, ein motzi nosa mitachas baila, ve'im nisis le'kohen acher, teitim minasheni. If a rumor goes out saying that this man who was a kohen had written or given a get to his wife, and yet she's still living with him and servicing him in the regular fashion, so then she's not forced to then get divorced from her husband, assuming that he had divorced her and then remarried her, which would be a prohibition of marrying a divorcee for a kohen. Rather, we can allow them to stay together. However, if she afterwards goes and marries another kohen, let's say that he did for sure divorce her, or he had died, in that circumstance, then she must leave that second husband. Halacha. If a rumor is circulating in a city that a woman had been betrothed and was divorced after being betrothed, so then we're in doubt as to whether or not she's been married. We have to be suspicious that maybe she had actually been betrothed, as the Rambam had already explained earlier in Mishnah Torah. However, if the rumor had only gone about that she had been through the process of chalitza, in that circumstance, we don't have to be concerned with it. Halacha Aleph, the final halacha in the parak, Yatsa kol basula shibula, ein choshen la, betinas is going gadol. If a rumor goes out regarding a virgin that she had already had relations, we don't have to be suspicious regarding it, and she can still marry a kohen gadol. Yatsa la kol she shivcha, ein choshen la, betinas afilu kohen. If a rumor goes out saying that she's a maidservant, we also aren't concerned of that, and she's even allowed to marry a regular kohen. Yatsa la shem mizana ba'ir, ein choshen la. If a rumor goes about saying that she was acting inappropriately in the city, then we still also disregard this. Even if her husband had divorced her because she was violating the standard practice of the proper Jewish girls, or there are witnesses who say that she had done something immoral that they had witnessed, then in that circumstance, if the husband died before he had given her a get, then she is still permitted to a kohen, though he was intending to divorce her. Because in these circumstances, we don't say that a woman is forbidden unless we have clear testimony saying that she had done something which would make her be forbidden, or if she admits it herself. Have a wonderful day.